Before sunrise in Valletta, pale fog drifted between limestone arches and narrow lanes above the Grand Harbour. Nico, an apprentice sign painter, stood at the edge of Merchant's Stairs holding a folded delivery ledger and a chipped blue lantern. He had one clear objective before noon: repaint the directional signs for visiting families before the spring fair opened, so no one would get lost in the maze of streets. At the first corner, Nico reached for his paint marker and found only an empty sleeve in his satchel. A grocer named Talia saw his face drop and offered a spare chalk stick to sketch temporary arrows while he searched for proper paint. It was not perfect, but it kept him moving, and he realized progress could still begin with the tools at hand. From a rooftop laundry terrace, an elderly neighbor called down that visitors usually turned the wrong way at Belle Court because one sign faced a wall instead of the square. Nico climbed up for a better view and saw she was right. He redrew his route plan in the ledger margin, adding a note to rotate that sign first before touching any decorative paint. At Belle Court, two delivery carts blocked the path and argued over right of way. Nico could have squeezed past, but instead he helped move one crate stack to clear enough space for both. The delay cost minutes, yet once the carts rolled on, the square opened and he could safely turn the crooked signpost without anyone bumping fresh paint. Halfway through, Nico checked the ledger and saw he could not finish every sign with decorative borders in time. He changed strategy: first make every direction legible and correct, then return for flourishes if time allowed. That choice transformed his pace. His hands became calmer, his lines cleaner, and each completed sign actually helped people immediately. Near the public reading room, the librarian Mara handed him a rolled city map marked with old festival footpaths. One footpath cut through an arcade where shade kept paint from drying too quickly. Nico used it to link three signs in one efficient loop, smiling as his morning objective shifted from impossible to manageable. At Upper Gate, sudden sea wind smeared one wet arrow into a blue streak. Nico nearly groaned, then remembered Talia's chalk method and quickly marked a temporary arrow while the paint set. Visitors could still follow the route, and he returned 10 minutes later to finish the sign cleanly. Flexible thinking saved both time and quality. As church bells approached noon, Nico walked the full route one last time with Mara's map. Every key junction now pointed clearly toward the fair square, family garden, and food court. Children with paper kites and grandparents with market bags followed the signs without stopping to ask for help. The city felt smoother, kinder, easier to cross. At the fair gate, organizers thanked Nico for finishing in time, but he shook his head and pointed around. Talia's chalk, the rooftop warning, Mara's map, and the cart drivers who cleared Belle Court had all made it possible. People nodded, and someone pinned a small brass badge to his apron that read only one word: steward. He wore it with quiet pride. That evening, Nico relit his chipped blue lantern and sat on Merchant's Stairs watching visitors return home smiling, tired, and unlost. The morals settled in him like steady light. Real leadership is not rushing ahead alone, but making the path clear for everyone and thanking those who help build it. Tomorrow he would repaint the decorative borders, but tonight the city already had what mattered most.